Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District.
First of all, Diane, thank you for talking with us, and this is a great new experience that we're doing. This is the first Community Close-Up ever pre-recorded using Zoom, so I get to see your smiling face, and I'm sorry you get to see mine, but that's the way it goes. So first of all, welcome.
No, thank you.
So now, one of the reasons that I contacted you and said I'd like to chat with you again, because it's been a little while. Yancey County, of course, everybody's talked about it, has now had their first positive. We can't talk a lot about that, and I know that, but I am curious, and everybody always is curious, have all the contacts with that individual been traced?
All the contacts were notified yesterday by our nurses. And normally we wouldn't give out locations where people have been. People always ask that. But when we contact trace, we go into detail about where people have been, who has visited them, every store or gas station they've been to, every detail. And then that way we know who they've come in contact with. But this case has been very different than most. This person who tested positive went to work, then home before getting sick. So there was no grocery store contact, no gas station, nothing like that. Once this person got sick, they stayed home, and they didn't go back to work, and they didn't go outside the home. The family also self-quarantined, which is kind of amazing. The coworkers have stayed home as well. Plus, they all came into the health department to get tested this morning. And these people have been totally amazing, totally educated. They care a lot about their community, and I really want to commend them on their concern for their fellow CAMI residents. And they're all still quarantining, so they're just doing a really super good job.
Well, that's really neat to know that they are. They are still quarantining. How long will they have to be in quarantine?
That just really depends on a lot of things, but it'll probably be for them another 3 or 4 days. And the reason it's not 14 days is because these people have been self-quarantining themselves for probably at least 9 days. And so they did that themselves before we even found out about it. We found out about them Saturday night. And by then, they had already been self-quarantining for at least probably 9 days. So a lot of their quarantine time is already over with. So they just have to finish it out. And then if there's anybody with symptoms, they still have symptoms after that 14 days, they'll have to continue quarantining after that until their symptoms are gone for 3 full days without the help of medication. That's the key, is the symptoms need to be gone for 3 full days with no medication.
Are there any other cases within the family, and you say they self-quarantined and everything, has anyone else shown any of the symptoms that they might have gotten it from the one positive?
There have been some other people that have been contacts who have been sick. Different kinds of sicknesses, like maybe a cough, been a couple that had fevers, a low-grade fever for a couple days. But nobody has been extremely sick, and they have all self-quarantined. They've just done an absolutely wonderful job.
Well, that's good to know. Well, the other thing that folks are talking about, none of us know for sure except maybe the governor himself, but our governor is going to be possibly making some decisions towards the end of the week about lifting some of the various different executive orders that he or amending the executive orders. So what happens?
Well, it depends on what the executive orders are. But if he starts relaxing some of the restrictions that he's put in place, then what I want to get people prepared for is opening our counties back up. So, and that's going to cause a lot of anxiety for people. And so I would really recommend is that even if the governor slowly opens things up and we start letting restaurants serve in their dining rooms and we start just being able to move around a lot more, people still have control. So you still have control over what you do. So if you go out, then make sure you wear a mask when you go out. Stay at home as much as possible. When you do go out, make sure you social distance at least 6 feet from people. Continue washing your hands frequently and wash your frequently touched surfaces in your home and in your car even. And just follow the same guidelines that we've been telling you to follow, because even if the governor opens up the state completely, you can still do those things and it will still protect you. So you don't need a governor's order to protect yourself. You just need to do those recommendations and that will help you.
We'll pause our conversation here and pick it up tomorrow as we talk more with Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District. This time we'll talk about testing and we'll talk about more of the things going on around COVID-19 in the area. So be sure to tune in. Thank you again to Diane Creek for visiting with us both today and tomorrow by way of Zoom, something new for us. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.